We're learning Shmiras Haloshen, Shaar Torah, Perek Gimel. We've been discussing the schar, the reward for learning Torah, and the importance to make sure that there's a kvius, a set time when a person learns, and not to mevatel it. We learned yesterday that if a person did have other responsibilities to take care of, he would, it says over here, the Gemara, in Erevin, Daf Samachay, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, would make sure he finishes his quota, because he realized that he has an obligation to make sure that he pays up his time to make sure he learns. We continue now with the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Pekudei, page 420 in the bottom, in the English edition. Maflik b'schar shel hakoveya, turn the page now, Shalakaveya itim l'tayra. V'hifuchi. The Zohar HaKadosh discusses in Parshas Pekudei the importance of one who sets set time to learn Torah, as well as the opposite, if he does not. Before we see the words of the Zohar HaKadosh, and just we mentioned this already from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we say every single day, every religious Jew says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kivoyit Malchus Eloyei Lavad. The next paragraph says, V'ahavta Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, V'chol Levavcha, V'chol Nafshecha, V'chol Me'adecha. Every Jew says these words, every religious Jew. It's very easy to translate the words, V'ahavta Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, V'chol Levavcha, V'chol Nafshecha, V'chol Me'adecha. And I love, I shall love, I love, I have to, my God, with all my heart, etc., etc., etc. When a person learns Torah, that is the greatest expression of loving Hashem. When a person does not learn Torah, does not care to set a set time to learn Torah, that is one of the greatest expressions of a lack of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But yet the person still says the words, V'ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha. When he doesn't set time in his daily schedule to make it important to learn Torah, he is saying, he doesn't realize it. If you ask the person, do you love Hashem? Of course I love Hashem. Who doesn't love God? But if you say to them, when's your schedule? When do you learn? So I have a set time every single week. So, oh, well, that's good. Okay, at least you have a set time every week. Definitely. 10:22 every single week on Saturday, which we call Shabbos. What's 10:22? A.M. That's the Rosh Hashanah. That's when he learns. What about the rest of the week? So a person might not realize it, but when he says "Va'ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha," the greatest expression of loving Hashem, which is explained in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim and all this svarim, is to learn Torah. And the very simple explanation to this is because when you want to show love to someone, you give them time, you give them attention. A person wants, the little child wants the adult, whoever it might be, the parent, the relative, the friend, the sibling, to see their actions, to see their involvement with something. You know, they say over, it's a very sad story, but I once heard one of these chinuch tapes. It's one of the sad stories that we laugh at. That the Rebbe was asking, he's a young class, and he's asking the Talmidim, what's the most important thing in life? The most important thing in the world? He's educating them, so he wants everybody to say the Torah. That's he's teaching them. So everyone screams out, the Torah! And of course, one child, he says, the chant. So, the Rebbe's, you know, all you need is one late, and he ruins it for everyone. So what happens is, everyone who said Torah is thinking, ha, chant, chant, you know. So he sent it to the principal's office. You ruined the whole class. Sits down in front of the principal. Says to him, do you really think Cholent is the most important thing in the world? So he says, it must be. Why must it be? So I have a proof to it. What's the proof? Because whenever I come home to say my Divrei Torah, my father is involved with his Cholent. So the little child is making an assessment over here. You're telling me Torah is most important? Yeah, that's not what I see. My father couldn't care less what I had to say. He's involved with his Cholent. So you ask me what the most important thing is? I'll tell you what it is. It's Cholent. He wasn't being sarcastic. It was like I said, it's a story that we laugh at, but it's very sad. We'll take it afterwards, if you don't mind. Yeah. If it could, if I don't mind. Just want to get the person is not learning the Torah. Like you said, Ava Soidam, Ava Rabba. He's not expressing that there's this love, that there's a true love. So we have to realize a starting point, not that we don't realize, it's the way we talk, that the expression of love comes from learning Torah. As you pointed out, by the Avos Olam, right, there's a famous mashal with the Chafetz Chaim, learning a different say from the Shmir Solution here, where the Chafetz Chaim tells us, we'll finish the parak today, Mr. Shem, where the Chafetz Chaim tells us that, you just remind me, Neil, of this mashal, where the person who says, in Avos Olam, Avtanu, and it's going to take out a sitter. We say, in Shachar's davening, we said this morning, Avo Rabba Avtanu, Hashem Lekeinu, Chem Legedoyle V'Seru Chamalto Leinu, it's tremendous love, Avo Rabba Avtanu, you Hashem, love us, you have mercy on us, you have compassion on us. Avinu Malkeinu Ba'avor Avaseinu Shebatru B'chavat Lanu Chukki Chayim. So too, Kein Dechaneinu Samdeinu, teach us also, Avinu Ova Rachamon, the merciful Father, Rachim Oleinu, have compassion on us, mercy on us. Same Bili Beinu, and place in our hearts, Lohovinu, Lahaskiu, Lishmoya, Lilmoid, Lameid, Lishmo, Lassois, Ulakayim is called Diri Samutar Secha Bava. Then Hashem should help us understand the words of the Torah. And we continue. And open our eyes. Lift us to understand the words of the Torah. And we should cling to the Torah. Etc., etc. And so Moshe, the Chafetz Chaim gives is with a person who needs a few dollars to make a wedding, whatever it might be. He gets in touch with a certain gevir, wealthy man. He says to him, tells him the situation. He says to him, no problem. I'll meet you tomorrow, 9 o'clock, such a place. Is it good for you? Yes. Good time? Yes. Okay. Fine. Very good. Hangs up the phone. 9 o'clock, the wealthy man is there. The gevir is there. 9:05, he's there. 9:15, 9:30. He doesn't understand. The man calls him up. He needs some help. I want to help him out. I want to do a mitzvah. 10 o'clock, he leaves. Later on that day, there's a phone call. The same person calls up the gevir. Says to him, I have to tell you, I'm making the chasna. You know, I could use. I know you. I don't understand. We made an appointment. It's, you know, if I could borrow some money, if you could lend me some money, if you give me some money, a big mitzvah, chas, chos, and kal. I don't understand what's going on. I told you, 9 o'clock. Yeah, fine. Tomorrow, 9 o'clock, no problem. They make up 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. They get there. Who gets there? The gvir, the wealthy man, is sitting there at 9 o'clock. He gets there early, 8:55. 9:30 again, nothing happens. 10 o'clock, no show. He doesn't understand what's going on. You tell me you need the money, but you don't come to pick it up. And the kachava, day after day. And you think, what's going on with this man? That's the mashal. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the nimshal is the same thing over here. A person davens shachris. And he says, Avo Rabba Avtonu. And then he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu, Avo Rachim, have mercy, have compassion on me. Merachim, Rachim, Olein, V'sein, B'libein, Elohovin, Elohaskil, Shmoya. I should understand the words of the Torah. Let me cling to the mitzvahs and the Torah. We daven Hashem, please answer the phone call, please. Help me understand the Holy Torah. And the Chofetz Chaim says, the person, the way he puts it, if he doesn't learn after davening, he doesn't learn, I'll just put a little, you know, a little different. If he doesn't learn Torah that day, so what's he saying here? Where is this tefillah going to? How does it apply? He's just like we were all thinking this in this man's meshugan. How do you call the gevir at 9 o'clock? And tell me, be at 9 o'clock, you don't show up. How can you not be there? Chavetz Chaim laments the same point, where a person he davens to Hashem, but he doesn't come to learn. So Hashem says, I want to give you that slacha. But you have to have the set time, you have to have the kviyas, you have to have the open the sefer. Let's see now the words of the Zohar Kodesh. And conclude Perek Gimel. V'zeh l'shoinei. Parshas Pekudei. Heich lo revio, t'losin v'sartin acharonin inun mimonin al kol inun de lo'on by raisa todiv lo'y paski b'yimom avalelar. He tells us, and in the fourth chamber, there are 32 others that are appointed over the over those who are constantly learning and do not stop day or night. V'ilein acharonin dekulu t'choy sayhu inun mimonon al kol inun dekovi zimnin yidon loy raisa v'ado inun mimanon kulhu la'anosho kulhu l'chol inun de yochli lishtal dodlo by raisa v'lishtadli adkan l'shoyne. And he says, there are others who are responsible for all those people who learn constantly, not at specific times each day. And then there are others who will punish those people who have the ability to learn Torah but do not learn Torah. The Zohar HaKadosh is telling us that there are those that have the ability to learn Torah and do learn Torah and will be rewarded. And there are those that have the ability to learn Torah and don't learn Torah, and they'll be punished. Amisha who zor belimur ha-Torah, says the Chofetz Chaim further, Mesimum alibay hu zeicha vorzel avas Hashem Yisbarach, as we mentioned earlier, that a person who is careful, belimur ha-Torah, umesimum alibay, and he places this obligation and the Torah on his heart, hu zeicha vorzel avas Hashem Yisbarach, he merits, this is avas Hashem, this is the love of Hashem. And these things, which I, Hashem, command you, should be al levavecha, on your heart. The Sifri explains this, that it says, with all of your heart. I don't know, how do I come to love Hashem? As we began with today, when it says "Vayu advarim ha'ila al livavecha," when these things will be al livavecha, shemitoich kach atamakes hakadosh baruch hu medabek bedrachov. When you learn the Torah, then you cling to Hashem. You recognize hakadosh baruch hu, and you want to follow His ways. That's what the Sifri is telling us. That when we learn the Torah, we'll come to love Hashem. When we come to love Hashem, we'll follow His ways. Learning the Torah is loving Hashem. Now he concludes over here the parak with the ha'ara, with a footnote on the previous point, and he tells us like this: Milvad shehu pashut mitzad atzmai, v'nimsok ke'ein zeh le'inyan kama dvarim b'sefarim hakdoshim. This footnote is going on what we said earlier, a few paragraphs above. It tells it like this: Yunach lonu b'zeh gamkein. Madam Rinan Bishabis Tafir Aleph. The Gemara tells us as follows, and Gemara in Shabbos Tafir Aleph Amar Aleph. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan tells us, Lo Yishonu Elok Goyin, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai V'Chaver Shetarosim Nosim. This, that we interrupt our learning for Kriya Shema, which is a Deraiso, but not for Shemon Esrei, that's only referring to Shimon Bar Yochai, and those on the level v'chaveirov on that madrega. Our kigoyin onu, but the rest of the people, the rest of Klal Yisrael, mafsikin bein lekriyshma bein lefila. They stop learning Torah, whether it's krishma or whether it's tefila. Says the Chavetz Chaim, the lechayra yipoli. It's a wonder here. What's going on? In beemes haTorah mitzar atzma gedolah mitefila. Let's do a little weighing here on the scale. You put the power of tefila on the scale. You put the power of Torah on the scale. We've been plugging away over here. Torah is the greatest. So why do you stop learning Torah to go daven? Daven when you want to daven or daven. Who says you're davening? Learn Torah. You're learning Torah. Torah is so great. So the Chavetz Chaim says, if the Torah itself is intrinsically greater than tefillah, so he says, how can we stop learning and interrupt our learning for something which apparently seems to be a lower category of tefillah? He was discussing the importance earlier of having Torah betmidus, learning Torah, not just a set day and a set time, but when a person comes to learn, a half an hour should be a half an hour. 25 minutes should be 25 minutes. 60 minutes should be 60 minutes. But he's telling us that since our Torah is not like that, no one should be insulted. If he's learning, he's learning. But he's telling us, he's coming to explain that a person's Torah was not bismidus, but it's involved with bittul Torah. It shows it's not so chaviv to him. It's not so dear to him. The hoyel she'ein tera sinuch temidus ve'ein chaviv al sinuch kolkach. It's not so dear to the person. V'arayu shonu b'mvat lima yisa l'mnaseinu. What's the proof? It's a very high madrega that the Chavetz Chaim is referring to, but you see that we stop learning to go do parnosa. The Shem Ba'yachai v'chaveirov, they were on the madrega. They didn't stop for anything. Therefore, the koyach of the Torah is not so strong that one should stop learning the Torah. One should not stop learning Torah and go daven. You see, the davening is greater because the tefillah, the Torah itself, was not that strong because it wasn't besmidus. Let's just put this in our world that we can relate to. What we can relate to is that when the person learns Torah, and when he learns Torah for whatever the time is given to him to learn, if it's a half an hour, if it's an hour, if it's 3 hours, if he learns for the 3 hours, that koyach haTorah is a powerful Torah of 3 hours. If he learns during that 3 hour time period for X amount of minutes, but not the 3 hours, beautiful Torah, but it was karayim, it was cut up. So it's not as beautiful as it should be. That's what we have to take out from here. The importance of not having any chas v'shalom bittul Torah when one's supposed to be learning Torah.